Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Anita, and this is Rambles, and yes, this is episode 90, so 10 more episodes. Might be my birthday gift, my 36th birthday gift to myself. The 100th episode, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'll be 36 next year. But anyway, my birthday is not what this episode is about. It's about naivete versus ignorance. And I got the idea for this episode 3 years ago, oddly enough, and I wrote it out. So I'm not sure how many of you guys watched Marriage Boot Camp. Frankly, I haven't watched it in years, or Couples Therapy, Marriage Boot Camp. But anyway, so yeah, it was Couples Therapy. Like I said, it's been a while since I watched it, but I did Google it. So they had Carmen Carrera and Joe Budden on there. For those who don't know, Carmen Carrera is a trans model. She's very beautiful, by the way. Even before she transitioned, I was like, oh my gosh, she does great makeup. And Joe Budden is a rapper and has a podcast. So both couples, well, him and Carmen are not a couple. But Carmen and her husband and Joe and his wife were on couples therapy because obviously they were having issues. And Joe had never really talked to a trans person. Like, yeah, he was hip hop and everything, and he's been on a lot of reality shows. But even he admitted, he's like, I've never talked to a trans person. It's like, okay, we're living together, you know, in the camp and this therapy, you know, the couples live together. So he had some questions because he genuinely did not know. And it's like, okay, you're a cool person. Let me ask you. And she was nervous, and it makes sense because some people, unfortunately, there's transphobia in the world. It's a reality. I mean, even Laverne Cox has talked about it and everything. So the reason I'm bringing all this other stuff up, okay, and by the way, Joe Budden was on Love & Hip Hop New York. But anyway, because he wanted to know, it's like, okay, could you tell me about this? Because I genuinely did not know, and Carmen was willing to educate him about it, which is part of taking away a prejudice, and I guess prejudice more for color, but an ism, like racism, classism, blah, blah, blah. So she informed him what he had was what I look at as naivete. And when people think of naivete, they think of children because it's like, well, children don't know any better. And it's sort of condescending to kids, but they will ask. See, that's the thing. And she was like, well, he's sort of ignorant for it. And my experience is ignorance is I don't know, and I'm proud of not knowing, and I don't want to know. And again, this is just totally my opinion. So, yeah, because, like, I'm ignorant about cars. I just want to get my book stamped, pay my money, and go about my life. I have friends who try to teach me about cars. And then it's like, I just want to go where my booklet says and pay my money. Am I hurting anyone? No, my book is stamped. Now, if something happens, that's on the people who stamp my booklet. Because when I own a car, I'm very like, I'd rather go to the dealership. Their name's on it, just like mine. They know this product. Da, 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 da. Let me do it. I know that sounds so materialistic, but that's my approach. And amazingly, being around carpet, I do pick up some things, but it's like, okay, huh? Still don't. And again, in Joe's, he was willing to step outside of his comfort zone. And even Carmel's like, he's a hip hop, you know, he's on reality about hip hop. And for someone to be open and willing to be like, I would like to learn. And that's the thing. When I don't know, but I want to learn. And it actually, oh, you know, goes back to my episode about sitting down with the Trump support, which, again, it was in a Mexican restaurant that just seemed in North Carolina, like, they just seemed like a bad joke. But we met at a common thing and found what viewpoints we had in common. And in the case of Joe, it's like, oh, okay, you're a female. Okay, whatever. You know, sort of like, weird to say, but comparing the two kids, it's like, okay, you're a cool person. You know, I didn't know. And the only problem with ignorance is when you put that arrogance that I don't want to know with infringing on another person's rights and endangering their life. That's when it's like, no. That's when ignorance is bad. Like when the woman who was not wanting to pass out gay marriage, you know, marriage license. I mean, look her up. Kim in Kentucky. Okay. Kim Davis. That's it. So she was denying men their right to marry. As a government employee, it's like, okay, yeah, you have freedom of religion, but you still have to do your job. And frankly, this was a woman who's been married for 3 times. I'm not mean for saying that, but really, how can you talk about the sanctity of marriage if you've constantly been getting married? But another topic, another day. My ignorance of cars isn't hurting someone because I'm getting help. But if I were like anti-car to the point where I was endangering other people's lives or denying it, then that's a problem. Or when someone's like, I don't know about Black American culture, because I feel like there's African and then there's Black American culture, but sounds like another, but there are nuances. Like if you were someone who was brought up in a small town, you never met another Black person, never met a Black person, and then you all of a sudden lived in pre-gentrified Brooklyn, and you asked about hair, because it's the easiest thing, or tan. That is not ignorance, because your genuine is coming from a place of I don't know, and I genuinely want to know. Now, if you're invading my personal space to touch my hair, no, that's just bad manners. But it's like, okay, how does Black hair work? Okay, I'll tell you. Why don't you have to wash your hair every day? Let me explain. Or when little kids who've never seen another Black kid, it's like, why is their skin like that? That is naivete. Because that's how God made. Oh, okay. So, yeah. But when the said person from the who's never met another Black person is going around burning crosses, that's when the ignorance. And they're proud of it. That's the thing. There's that, they talked about it before, the arrogance of that ignorance. Like, you don't want, no, you don't want to know, and you want to infringe on somebody else's rights and ability to just live. Like, it is not a political statement to go to the store and get a brownie. The regular brownies. The ones with the chocolate and the nuts that ruin a diet. Not the Colorado brownies. If a trans person, okay, fine. You know, you're going to, here's some money. Pick me up a brownie too and some ice cream. See? Easy. And that's the point. Don't be mean. And sometimes, you know, okay, I'll take that back. If you're going to be, make sure it's a good reason. Like, you're going to hate somebody because they're different. But how is their differences affecting you? Affecting, that's the proper word, because it's a noun. It's not. And the weird thing is, Joe Budden and Carmen were both on reality shows before the couples therapy. Like, I mentioned his, and she was also on RuPaul's Drag Race, the third season. I loved her performance on their show, and I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I haven't watched it in years, though. I really need to catch up. But yeah, if you don't know, ask and learn, and just don't infringe on someone's basic human rights, you know. Ask. You don't know. And sometimes, even for the person you're asking, it could be scary, especially when they're in a marginalized group. And I know what that sounds like, diversity. But she was in a marginalized group more than his, because even though Joe Budden is a black man, but he is still a cis man. Carmen is a transgendered WLC, and WLC is a woman of color. So she's a marginalized within a marginalized. So that makes everything hard. And to be in that vulnerable position, because it's like, okay, if I tell my story, how will this person react? And luckily, Joe was really great about it. It's like, okay, cool. And even his girlfriend with the tampon situation, she was like, I just put him on the list for me, you know. And because Carmen had had such bad experiences with transphobia, it was like she thought, you know, somebody was just trying to be mean. And then it was like, no, my periods, I must do. I need my tampons. Now, personally, I have an aversion to them, but another topic, another day. And, you know, they cleared it up. And that's sometimes that's just it. When I invite, you can fix it. You sit down, you have a conversation, you learn. And you also learn something about yourself. It's like, oh, okay, I need to let go of my fears. Not every cisgendered man is a jerk. Or with the car thing, not every person who doesn't want to know the details about the inner workings of a transmission is going to drive their car into the ground. Now, in my case, that Corolla got messed up, but I did go to the dealership 2 weeks before the engine died. They didn't know it when they stamped the book. I did my part. And I did my, you know, did what I was supposed to, stamped my book. Car friends accept that. They will tell me about it. Some people are like, no, I know everything. And now that I say that out loud, they're probably the worst people. The people are like, I know everything. It's like, no, I know nothing. I'm happy I know nothing. Just fix it. But I'm not going to be under the lid. No, 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 no. I will get dirty for stuff, but not for working on a car if I can help it. If I have to change a tire, I will call for help. That is what AAA, the phone, the extra pay on the AT&T, calling friends for help. No. I do not know what I'm doing. Okay. Got the 90-second mark. So, next episode, yes, I do have that listed. Love of a potential or a person. So, I may change it, but it is looking like this episode will be on the 4th. So that means I've got four more episodes this year. I cannot believe 2019 will be here in a while. And yes, I have heard Mariah Carey's new singles with you. The vocals do give me Charm Bracelet vibes, and I do like the instrumental, and it is stuck in my head. And her song, The Distance, oddly enough, it reminds me of her Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel album, Politics. I still have my views on politics. I hope my lovely listeners are either planning to vote early, which I did the day it was open. Yay, I've got my sticker on my computer because I was at the library anyway, so I was like, let me just go ahead and do this. I'm here. I'm picking up my pottery. I think I was picking up my pottery stuff, but I was like, I'm here. Let me do it. It was really easy. People fought for the right. So even if you don't agree or you agree with Trump's views, get out and vote. So thank you for listening.